Psalm chapter 1. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields fruit in season, and whose leaves do not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. Consider this. Buckle up, friends. Today, we're learning about poetry. As complex creatures, the things that matter most to us are often immaterial. In fact, the more important it is, the more abstract it tends to be. And the more abstract something is, the harder it is for us to communicate. How do you draw the bond between loved ones? How do you describe the fear of death using only literal terms? This is where art becomes an invaluable tool. It helps us express what would otherwise be nameless. The power of a good poem is never the metaphor, but the message the metaphor leads you to. Stating that roses are red is a declarative statement on its own and does little more than provide a mental picture to the reader. Follow that with a statement like, "Violets are blue," and now we have a contrasting image in our minds that doubles down on the matter-of-fact nature of the previous line. "Sugar is sweet" reinforces the motif of simple, observable truths. However, this one instructs the imagination to engage one of the senses, taste, that has not previously been called upon, prepping the expectations for another statement that may have nothing to do with something that can be seen, but will be as observable and inarguably true as the previous claims. "Once this work is done, I love you" goes from being a claim that would otherwise be abstract and obscure to being one of obvious certainty. The metaphors are simple, but the message is anything but. My love for you is as true as any other fact in the world. This is the power of good poetry. Psalm 1 contains three metaphors that bounce back and forth in a chiastic structure. This means the ideas of verse 1 match up with that of verse 6. Verse 2 connects to verse 5. And verse 3 to verse 4. The opening and closing metaphor contrast the picture of a deceptive party seeking to corrupt travelers, and the Lord watching over the righteous, telling them what roads will lead to destruction. The second image we're given in verses 2 and 5 contrasts the law being a source of delight for the righteous, and the wicked being exposed by it in a courtroom. The middle metaphor shows us someone being planted by rushing streams, and another being blown away by powerful winds. Both are in proximity to forces they cannot control. But whereas one is a source of nourishment to its neighbors, the other is a destructive power that tosses them about. The use of contrast when mirroring these ideas not only makes the message of the poem clear, but compelling. The message is, a blessed life is not a destination the wicked can point you to, but the result of enjoying the journey with God. God's instructions are simple. He has shown you, O mortal, what is good. Do justice. Love mercy, and walk humbly with the Lord your God. And if he only cared a little, I think he might have given us a list of rules, maybe even a manual. But because he cares so much, he's written us poetry in his word, etched it in the fabric of creation, and even offered to write it on our hearts. The Father's love compelled him to make roses red and violets blue. And perhaps even more impressive is he sent his Son to make a work of art out of our lives. The metaphor is simple, but the message is anything but. The prayer. Jesus, thank you for entering into our story. Thank you for the grace that invites us into yours. Help us to see you as the main character of our lives, that in all things you might receive glory, and in all things we might delight in you.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.